The suspects in the Boston bombing, brothers Tamerlane Tsarnaev, who died in the shooting last night we were just speaking about, and Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, who's still at large, came to the United States from Chechnya about 10 years ago, an area with a long history of terrorism and conflict. We want to give you some sense of context here. For more on Chechnya's recent history, we spoke earlier today with Stephen Diel, former Russian analyst for the BBC, who explained that Tamerlane Tsarnaev, the suspect who died last night, had the same name as one of the most vicious dictators and conquerors in world history.
As soon as I heard, I mean, I was as astounded as anyone to think there might even be a Chechen connection. But as soon as I heard the names, I mean, these are definitely Chechen names. You mentioned Tamerlane, yes, obviously named after Tamerlane. But also the younger one, the one who's still on the run, Dzhokhar, that was the first name of the first post-Soviet leader of Chechnya, Dzhokhar Dudayev. So as soon as you hear that, if you've ever had any connection with Russia, you immediately think, those are Chechens.
Amazing. And again, we're being very guarded here about the ideological motives or the connectedness to any pre-existing nationalist movement in Chechnya, as far as these young men are concerned. But they certainly, Stephen Diel, they grew up at a time where they would have been witness to some of the most extraordinary terrorist incidents in the history of the world, including the Beslan massacre at that school.
You're right. And Dzhokhar, apparently, if he's 19 years old, he was born just before the what became known as the First Chechen War. The Russian authorities, who had in some ways allowed the Chechens to believe they may get their own independence after the breakup of the Soviet Union, in December 1994, sent troops into Chechnya to make it clear that they were not going to allow this small Caucasian republic to break away from the Russian Federation. So you had a very bloody and very nasty war, very nasty on both sides, from December 1994 to around about June 1996. And effectively, the Chechens won. The Russian troops withdrew with their tail between their legs. And it took another 3.5 years before the then Prime Minister, Vladimir Putin, authorized sending troops again into Chechnya on various pretexts. And so it's kind of end of September, beginning of October 1999 that troops go in again. And this time the Russian troops clearly have the order, don't make a mess of it like you did last time. And you mentioned quite rightly, I mean, terrorist actions, I mean, brutality, it was just ghastly on both sides. And what you've now had come out of that is a Chechen Republic, which is still officially part of the Russian Federation, but it's very much an area where clans rule, and the ruling clan, run by a man called Ramzan Kadyrov, he's the president of Chechnya. Now, his father was before him until he was blown up in a terrorist attack. So it's a region that in the last 20 years has seen dreadful violence. Whether it's had a mark on these young men, who knows?
And thanks for that caveat there there at the end. But what an extraordinary explanation of the context into which these men arrive into the United States, perhaps as recently as a year ago, as long as a decade ago. Stephen Diel is former Russian analyst for the BBC. Aslan Dukayev, the North Caucasus Service Director for Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty. He's on the line from Prague. Aslan Dukayev, your thoughts on what Stephen was just mentioning?
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that the two devastating wars in Chechnya affected the worldview of these people. The big question here is the motivation. There's no history of Chechen insurgents or Chechen nationals attacking foreigners on foreign grounds, especially perpetrating such massacres as we saw in Boston. So it raises a lot of questions. I am, to be honest with you, a little baffled because, I mean, in my many years of my journalistic activities, I never had had to cover attacks, terrorist attacks of Chechens against foreigners. So that's what the first thing that comes to my mind.
Unprecedented on so many levels, what's unfolding today. That's Aslan Dukaev, North Caucasus Service Director for Radio Free Europe. Stephen Diel, would we expect that there are now consultations going on between Boston law enforcement, Homeland Security here in the U.S., and Russian officials who may know more about these individuals?
I'm not sure whether they'd be doing. I think the main priority in Boston now is to catch Jokhar Tsarnaev. But I would imagine in the washdown when it's all over, I think that there will be conversations, probably behind closed doors, between the Russians and the Americans. If I can just make one more comment to what the previous person said, I agree totally. And so I've been trying to make some sense out of this. The one sense I can make is that, of course, Chechnya is an Islamic state, basically. It's within the Russian Federation, but there are many Islamists there. And all I can think is that somehow these guys, and he's right, there's never been Chechen attacks outside. There's been Chechen attacks in Russia. They bombed the metro. They bombed the airport a couple of years ago. But they've never done anything outside Russia. Now, all I'm thinking is because these guys are young and probably have been maybe affected by other people, is that somehow this is part of some sort of Islamic push, that they felt they were doing something for Islam, because there's no reason why Chechens, as Chechens, should attack America. Russia,
indeed,
you can see because of what's gone on, there's a certain horrible logic to it, but there's no logic in them attacking America for any Chechen reasons.
And there's no confirmation that these individuals are indeed Islamic at this point, but the suspicion's definitely there. Stephen Diel, former Russian analyst for the BBC, now a consultant. Also Aslan Dukaev, North Caucasus Service Director for Radio Free Europe. Special coverage of the events unfolding in Boston. The suspect still at large, Jokhar Tsarnaev, from the Boston Marathon bombing. Stay with us. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.